CKF Drama Ministry returns with its latest play entitled Home, where what happens at home stays at home. Please make plans to join them now. It's all happening right here in Bethel's Main Sanctuary on Sunday, December 18th at 7 o'clock p.m. Doors will open at 6:30 and there will be a free will offering. Please come out and join us for this wonderful theatrical presentation. And always remember, there's something good at home.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Faith needs to be stretched. Tell your neighbor, stretch your faith. Tell your other neighbor, stretch your faith. In the world of psychological treatment, there is a disorder called post-traumatic stress disorder. In World War I, it was called shell shock. In World War II, it was called battle fatigue. When we entered into Korea and Vietnam, they changed it to post-traumatic stress disorder. First, it was post-traumatic stress syndrome. Then it went to post-traumatic stress disorder because they found it was a viable psychological problem. You will find people who suffer from that particular distress, they often isolate themselves from others, and they also are very careful not to have certain stressors serve as triggers to their behavior. And so they respond to the triggering effect. The triggering effect may be their trauma came from watching their child get hit by a car and killed. So every time they hear the squeaking of brakes, they immediately go into that mindset that causes them to just break down because that stressor is a trigger. And so throughout the Word of God, there are triggers to the miraculous. And so you find that whenever Jesus was about to enter into a situation and bring about the miraculous cure, it was when the person has come to the end of their ability. The woman with the issue of blood. She has gone to every doctor she knows. She has undertaken every remedy they had. And she reaches the end and says, I'm going to try Jesus. Bartimaeus was at the end of his realizations. He called Jesus. The man on the bed couldn't find any other way. They ripped open the roof. The other man at Bethesda on the bed found himself in a position where he had been there 38 years. And Jesus said, do you want to be whole? You will notice Jesus never has to pray for those people because they've come to a place where their faith is propelling them into the miraculous. There's a time when prayer is not necessary, but the release of praise will get you what you want. Praise is the ultimate stretching of your faith. God called Abraham at 75, and through a 25-year journey, he reveals to him consistently that he is to be the father of a great nation. That this nation will exceed the stars in the sky and the sands by the seashore, which he himself says are innumerable. And so Abraham continues to wait. And then there's a chance for God to reveal all this to Abraham in a more specific way. And I call your attention to a passage where the Bible says that the angel of the Lord, a Christophany in this sense, comes down with angelic escorts. He has his own adjutancy corps, and he brings his two adjutants with him, but they're not there to serve him. They're there to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And so they come with him, but he says, I cannot destroy Sodom until I stop off and let Abraham know what's about to happen. But when you read the story, you find that he never addresses Abraham with the specifics of the miracle. But he does ask Abraham, where's your wife? And he says that within 9 months, the time of life, she will have a child. Sarah is in a tent laughing because she cannot see how God will give her a child after being barren her entire female life. When she is questioned by the Lord says, why did Sarah laugh? She lies and says, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. Your faith will be stretched when you are put into a position for God to do something that you lack the human ability to do. Now, I need to be specific. When people hear the word cancer, immediately they begin thinking death. But God needs you to stretch your faith so that when you hear the word cancer, you hear healing. You don't think death, you think testimony. Deep in the recesses of our mind, the devil has convinced you that there's no cure for cancer. But he is an ungodly liar. And every time he tells you that God cannot do it, you look him in his cross-eyed face and tell him you a liar. And when he says, prove it to me, you grab your Bible. You turn to John chapter 11. You find a man named Lazarus who was 4 days dead. And Jesus spoke a word. You tell that lion snaggletooth devil that my God is able. I'm not dead. But if he could raise Lazarus, the devil said, that ain't enough. Take him back to John 3. Where he turned the water into wine. Say, if he can turn water into wine, he can heal my body. Because your faith is in this book, the Word of God. But what makes this miracle for Sarah so unique is she has no point of reference. She has nothing to reach back into. To say if God did it for so-and-so, he'll do it for me. She had nothing, so she laughed. And the Lord says in verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord had come all the way from heaven to give Abraham and Sarah a specific promise. And Sarah laughed, just like we laugh. Yeah, right. Yeah. Doctor said, I got this. When did the doctor become God? We walk out of there with faith in what they said. They give us a piece of paper with a pill, and we can't even pronounce, can't even read it, and take it right over to CVS. Fill this for me, please. And so she laughed. Her laughter was the result of unbelief. In Genesis 21, verses 1 through 8, show you how God works. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. See there? She had that baby. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Because God can't lie. So that meant 9 months after he left them, she had a baby. And Sarah conceived. And she bare Abraham a son. Moses has to add this. In his old age, the original player, Strom Thurmond had nothing on Abraham. Strom Thurmond had a baby going into his 80s. The redneck senator from South Carolina. This man was 100 and still had active sperm cells at 100 because God was involved. Y'all stop dying at 65. Excepting every 8. Well, you know, I'm over 40 now. I can't run up the step like I used to. You get up here and run up these steps. And settled in on failure. Well, praise the Lord, huh? I'm 60 now. I'm just going to just sit here in this recliner in my house and wait to die. Shoo. And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the time that the Lord had spoken. And watch this. And Abraham called the name of his son Isaac. And Isaac means laughter. Can you imagine? They named their boy Laughter because the mama laughed when he was promised. Goes on, it gets better. And Abraham circumcised his son, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. He was 100 years old when Isaac was born to him. And now listen to Sarah. Sarah said, God has made me to laugh so that all that hear me will laugh with me. Here's what she's saying. God didn't pay any attention to my laughter and gave me a son and made me laugh. What's she saying? When you doubt God, God's going to do what he said. And your doubt now turns into a demonstration of faith. She said, laugh with me. She said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given him children, young children, for I have borne him a son in his old age. Listen to how she's talking now. She's bold now. Who could have ever told this man he wouldn't have, but Sarah gave him that child. See how your faith gets when something good happens? Now God cut it off right there, said you can't have no more because you're done. You had your one. Why? Because, see, God doesn't want you to get prideful and start relying on yourself. He gave him the one that was miraculous. He said, all right, Sarah, you finished now. But then don't let your faith turn you and make you become jealous of somebody else. Because right after this, she now hates Hagar. And take that other one away. He's still Abraham's son. The first blended family was dysfunctional. Drove him right away. And God said, well, I can't ignore the fact that you have Abraham's DNA, so I'm going to make you a great nation. And there the Muslims were born. You see, the point is, never let your faith promise make you envious of somebody else, jealous of somebody else, or mean towards somebody else. Just because God gave somebody else a new car and you have one, don't try to say your car is better than theirs. Stretch your faith. Own the God of the faith. But don't own what he does. Here's what I mean. Because when you own it, then you'll never understand that God may have blessed you so that you can bless others. But the one that's often ignored is Isaac's faith in his father. He could have pushed that old man down and ran down the hill and told mama, daddy, crazy. He lost it. He trying to kill me. He said, Father, I see the wood. I see the place of the sacrifice. He said, but where is the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will provide. And he allowed his father to tie him up and lay him down. What a type of Jesus. You do not take my life, but I lay it down. And I have power to raise it up. You stretch your faith. Stretch your faith.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10416A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.